Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm hoping that you can hear me because I'm not sure I'm hearing myself. Oh, well, it's all about learning how to do things in a new way. I'm hoping that we are indeed live, that I am on the mic, and things are going well for you this week. I think that I'm having some technical issues. I apologize to those of you who are looking for our chat session, because we're not sure why it's not there. So if you have questions and want to connect with us, please call our call-in number at 347-215-8390. And it is a happy Halloween greeting that's going out to you from the Midwest of the United States. And interestingly enough, our 6-year-old Alex decided this year he wanted to stay home and hand out candy instead of going to collect candy. So I don't know what that was all about, but that'll help our doorbell situation, I think, although it's probably about time for that to be ending. I am excited to be with you, and I thank you for joining us for our second week of Spark Radio, and hope that this finds you well and moving towards creating the life that you desire. Tonight we are hoping again to talk with Karen Allnut-Steelman and Terry Malone about how they used the Passion Test. And I want to thank those of you who sent me supportive emails and wonderful greetings and some great questions after listening to last week's show. That's why we're here. So I'm glad that you got in touch with us, and we'll look forward to answering those questions. And maybe we can figure out that microphone issue. So in the meantime, I'm just talking on the phone, and we'll figure out our tech issue from time to time, because I couldn't hear myself with the mic, so I wasn't sure you could hear me either. So as we're waiting for Terry and Karen to call in, let's talk a little bit more about the Passion Test as one of those resources for creating the life that you want to live. And we talked about prioritizing and bringing clarity to what's most important to you last week. One of the questions that I had was about how do you keep that focus on being positive and focusing on what it is you want rather than what it is you don't want. And there are a number of different tools and resources that I use, and I will type those in next week because I don't have a way to type right now. So there is a wonderful website called greatday.com. GREATDAY.com. And Ralph Marston posts a very short inspirational message every day. You can pop out to the website. One of the ways that I maintain that positive attitude and that positive perspective is as a moment-to-moment choice. And it doesn't mean that there aren't moments of being negative or moments of frustration. It's just then what are you going to do after that? And how do you start your day? I think it's something like 2/3 of the news we hear is negative. And another resource I wanted to share this week is a new website I've recently discovered called Gimundo.com. It's Gimundo.com. And all they do is focus on good news. So if you want a healthy dose of the good that's going on in the world, the positive things that people are doing, positive stories, I recommend that you head over and take a look at Gimundo.com, Gimundo.com. And there are a number of other resources and books that I read and the music that I listen to as well. But to realize that it is indeed a moment-to-moment choice for how you are making the decision to be positive. So So any questions that you have, please call in at 347-215-8390, and we'll have you join us. Now we're going to do something interesting. I'm going to switch computers and see what happens. Oh, over here we have my text box. It's so nice when you have a live-in technician who can work on technical issues for you. So now I will be able to type those website addresses for those of you who are able to see them because you're listening live tonight. I'm going to try to do it while I'm holding the phone. So those two websites, again, were, there went the phone. I may not be able to type and hold the phone at the same time. So greatday.com is the first, and I was hoping to get that there at the beginning. And the other was jamundo.com for great news, good news, that will add a smile to your face and to your day. Other questions and comments about living your passions. One of the goals of Spark Radio is to provide you with some actions that you can take. And one of the ways, the things that we'll ask you to do this week is to decide on an action that you want to take that will help you move toward living your passions. A small action, a large action, that is up to you. But what is one thing that you can do, one action you can take during the next week that will help you move toward what it is you want to create in your life? There's an interesting story told about Mother Teresa that someone had asked her if she would join them in a protest march to protest a war. And she said, no, thank you. She said, when you have a march for peace, then I will be there with you. And I heard that story from Wayne Dyer when he was talking about the idea of that which you are for empowers you while that which you are against weakens you. So if you put your focus on what you don't want, it's very hard to move toward what you do want. And we tend to see more of what we don't want show up in our lives. So while we are looking toward what it is that we are seeking in our lives and what passions we want to live, we've invited Karen and Terry back. Karen had a family emergency last week and was not able to join us, and so I'm excited to hear from her this week, and I'm thinking that she will be in, calling in probably in about 2 minutes, and Terry may be calling in as she is taking her 4-year-old daughter trick-or-treating tonight. So that may be an interesting conversation. Do invite you, if you are on with us live, that now you can type in. We've got the blog open, so I can see your questions. Or you are also welcome to call us with your questions or comments. And that number, again, is 347-215-8390. Hopefully you're having a wonderful Halloween experience, and you're getting more treats than tricks this evening. Also had an interesting question about the passion test as to how often we need to take it, and the authors recommend that we take it as often as we would like, or at least every 6 months, because our destinies are unfolding, our lives are changing, and we're growing. And so as we continue to move towards our passions to bring more of them into our lives, it's good to reevaluate. And I'm about at that point of retaking the passion test myself in the week ahead. So it'll be interesting to see what I discover in that process. And invite you also to visit either brainbonanza.com and learn more about the passion test, or you can visit Chris and Janet's site as well. I can type and talk.com, or you can visit thepassiontest.com to learn more about this wonderful resource. And next week we will, I'm still waiting to confirm whether we'll have who our guests will be next week and our topic. So do come out and check blogtalk.com/spark and see what our topic is for next week. In the meantime, I think our trick-or-treating is coming to an end here. Terry or Karen, I'm hoping to see pop up very soon. And until then, again, I want to thank you for investing your time to be with me this week and every week to hear more stories, discover more resources, actions, or knowledge that can support you to create the life you desire. There is a quote that I often use at the end of my emails that says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, which is also by Wayne Dyer. And we started last week talking a little bit about choosing perspective, that we can look at things as positive or negative. And very often, once we get through an experience, we can find the positives on the other side. It's very hard when we're going through a challenging time to be able to look for or see the positives. And so for some of you, you may have found an accountability partner or a support partner from last week to this week. If not, that's a good action that you might pursue this week, to find someone with whom you can partner in order to pursue your passions. And I do see that Terry is here. Terry, you're on
Hello.
The air. Hi.
Hi.
How is trick-or-treating going?
It's wonderful trick-or-treating in a small town, I can just say that.
Well, good. And have you thought of anything to add about your passions from last week to this week?
Yeah, I just joined and heard you with the quote about changing perspective. And that really happens when you go through some struggles in your life. And for me, it was after going through it, I started to see a lot of people that I found as new friends or even old friends that were going to be going through the same things that I was. And I wanted to be able to help them somehow because you were right about not seeing the positive and you feel like you're going through a rough time. And when you get on the other side, you look at why you had to go through the hard times. So helping other people through that is a big part of what I've been doing with my, as far as my passion goes. And that's been working very well.
Well, good. Well, I don't see any questions this week because as you commented when we talked after the show last week, you said, oh, I didn't realize it was Halloween until I heard you say that. And so I'm thinking that some of our live listeners may be out trick-or-treating as well and will listen to us in the archives during the next week ahead. So if you were going to suggest an action that people might take to help them move toward their passions, what action might you suggest?
I think when you... when you write it down on paper and you look at it and evaluate it and say what's important or what brings you joy, if you're in a job or if you're in a situation where you're a stay-at-home mom or, you know, just whatever your current situation is, if you can take one of those items and add a little bit, in small increments, and see how that changes your perspective of taking care of you, that it is going to help the people that you serve, and that means your parents and your husband or wife or your kids, because you're feeling something within yourself. And even though you might think it's selfish, it makes a big difference, I think, in your life because you're one step closer to feeling that you're experiencing the joy that you want to feel. I think too often people think, I'm in a situation and I can't change it. And so the baby steps is a big, big, I want to say they're big steps, but the baby steps are important.
Well, and as they say, to get to the top of a mountain, it's not one giant step that gets you there. It's every small step on the way that makes a difference and actually gets you to the top. And so that's
right.
a very good point is just to take one action, just to find joy in one aspect of your life and focus on that. Because, again, the more we focus on what's wrong, the more our radar, reticular activating system, is going to find what's wrong. So if we can focus on what's right and ask for help. I think that's another thing we often think, we have to do this on our own. And that there's a stigma around seeking guidance or mentors or assistance from people who maybe have a different perspective or maybe have been through it before. And that can be helpful as well. So is there anything else you would like to add?
I haven't been big on doing my markers for my, doing the passion test and listing my passions and then seeing a lot of those get fulfilled in short order. I haven't really set my markers, and I think that's really important for the people that know what the passion test is, but for the people that don't, it's just setting some goals that are out there and make them be attainable so that you can see some satisfaction in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every one of us can look at their coworker or their neighbor or their friend or their sister or brother and see something in the passion test that would help that person. So I think spreading the word is a joy in itself because you know how it affects you or how it helped you in your life. And I just want to share it with people. I mean, the more people that I can explain how it helped me, maybe it will help them, and that brings me a lot of gratification.
Well, great, and it also then, it's a way that you can be in service to others because that is part of your passion, is to help other people to find the same joy in life that you're beginning to experience more of in your life.
Exactly. So I don't know how else to explain it other than perspective for me is the big thing, is any situation, there's a positive to it. And so often it's all done in the media and the newspapers and everything else is we tend to look at the bad. And I think in every situation, there is a positive.
I think you're right. It's just sometimes very hard to see. And sometimes it takes patient people around you to keep, I think, as you shared in our conversation we had recently, that it's hard to see when you're in it. And sometimes you need to hear it 100 times before it clicks for you.
I think for the people around you that see you in a situation and go, duh, why don't you do something different? And you're getting the same results and you're doing the same thing and you're kind of wallowing in your own misery. I think it's all a journey that you go through because you struggle. You struggle with getting out of that, and then when you get out of it, I don't think you would have felt the same or been the person that you're supposed to be had you not struggled through that. Even people do it for years, months, hours. Some people get out of it faster than others, but I think the hard part is having loved ones go through hard times and you want to fix things for them, and then sometimes realizing you can't and letting that just take its course.
That's also a good point, to be there and listen and just be supportive and encouraging, and which is different than enabling people to continue negative choices. To continue to be supportive and to help them with those baby steps and to be that positive voice and that positive perspective that they may not see in their life.
Exactly.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go so you can continue trick-or-treating? Unless anyone has a question that they want to call in with or blog in with for you about your experience with living a more joyful, passion-filled life. And if I don't see one, and I'll also, if anyone wants to send me an email, I will pass on your questions to Terry, and I'm sure she'd be happy to answer them. And we'll check in with you, Terry, in a few months and see what new exciting things are going on with you.
Okay, great. I look forward to it. And I like your show, and we will be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Well, thank you very much, Terry, and enjoy trick-or-treating, and stay safe, and have a wonderful night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Again, if you'd like to call in and chat about living a passion-filled life, you can call 347-215-8390. And we're hoping that Karen will join us tonight. I do have a comment from someone else who's experienced the passion test that was sent in. Her name is Linda. And Linda thought she was pretty clear about her passions and about what she wanted to do with her life. And she decided that, you know, I think this might be helpful to me. And I was obviously passionate about it when I talked to her. Here's what she had to say. Going into the seminar, the passion test, I felt I had a clear handle on what my passions were, but I was concerned that they were too varied and too scattered. In the seminar process of the passion test, I was surprised a few times with what rose to the surface. The process itself lends depth to one's awareness of true passions. I found the process helpful to defining my passions, to learning about awareness and attraction, and to motivating me to focus my energies more specifically on my true passions. Shortly after the session, I saw an opportunity within one of my passions. It was an opportunity I would ordinarily have passed by, but I heard, "Keep an open mind," in my head, strangely in Melanie's voice. I took the opportunity, and it has been a wonderful experience. Thank you, Linda. So I wanted to pass that on to you and share that with you. It's very powerful when people are open to opportunities. So that reticular activating system that we talked about last week, the radar area of your brain, is noticing those opportunities because you are putting out the intention of what it is you want very clearly in your life, putting attention on it where you can see those top five passions several times a day, and then having no tension, just releasing that need and trusting that there you are and the opportunities will arise. And so any other questions or comments that you have, we would love to chat with you tonight at 347-215-8390 or to type in a blog question for me about any topic that I may have a resource with which I could help to empower you, inspire you, motivate you. I was facilitating a seminar yesterday with a group of engineers, an engineering team at U.S. Cellular, and our topic was team building. We were using a communication model called psychogeometrics, which is an exciting model we'll spend more time on in another show. The interesting thing, comment related to the passion test, though, has to do with the expectation brought in. And as we were getting ready to start the afternoon session, the comment came that, okay, here comes that touchy-feely part, because all they had seen in their agenda for the meeting was team building. And so we talked to them about the expectation and about changing one's expectation, because the expectation colors our experience. Excuse me. I think, and I'm not sure how much of what I just said was muted. I think I had muted to cough, and now I'm not sure how much of the conversation disappeared. So my apologies for if it's redundant and you've already heard this. I was talking about actions that you could take on changing your perspective and expectations coming into situations, whether that's the morning drive traffic or the challenge communicating with your kids in the stress of the morning to get ready. You have the choice to be yelling and to be upset, or the choice to make a game and to have some laughter and some fun. And we found that works best with Alex, and it makes our mornings a lot more fun as well. And it allows us to be, oh, how creative today, in order to get the shoes on, the teeth brushed, and those last-minute things before he gets out the door to school or I head out the door to work. So think about what actions you can take this week that can make a positive difference for you and for the people that you contact during the week, because you do touch all those people, whether it's the clerk at the store, the coworker, the person sitting across the dinner table from you. How you choose to interact can make a positive or negative impact on their lives as well. And you can be a positive ripple or a negative tidal wave. And sometimes we forget that. And we are careless with how we choose our words with a people that are important to us, especially. And you might be the one positive that someone hears during the day. And it sometimes takes an extra minute or so to think about, sometimes just a few seconds to think how to say something. And our brains respond to positive feedback very well. And you can have a negative comment to share with someone and do it in a way that's encouraging and respectful and positive. That, you know, you can point out you did these things really well, Alex, as an example from a parenting perspective. Alex, it was great the way that you remember to take your clothes to the laundry room when you're getting ready for bed tonight, and to do an even better job, you can remember to brush your teeth tomorrow before mom reminds you. So you still have a good and a good, or good and a better, as opposed to we often find ourselves in situations where we're constantly nagging about the same things. And, you know, if we are saying or doing the same thing and expecting a different result, doesn't often work that way. And the challenge is, how do we come up with that different perspective or that different way? And that's part of what we offer you here at Spark Radio, are some different ways to think about things, to approach things. So please check between now and next week if you are interested in our topic, or just join us and be surprised by what kinds of strategies, passions, actions, resources, or knowledge that might ignite your life with a new idea, a better way to inspire you or entertain you or empower you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you joined us tonight. And in the minute that we have remaining or so, I do want to share with you another quote that has become very important to me since I've read it in the last couple of weeks, because it is what I do in my life, and sometimes I think it will give us another perspective if we think about this. It's from Pericles, so it's very, very old. And the quote is, "What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others." So think about what you want to weave into the lives of others. Thank you for listening. May you choose to create a great day as you continue to make a positive difference in the lives you touch. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Ms. Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.